The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.
Nhlanhla Nsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Affair, our in-house attorney, joining us on the Business Hour again to speak about the National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act that makes it an offence and for employees to lie about their qualifications on their CV. This law started in 2019. So let's find out more about this. We've got Nhlanhla on the line. How are you this evening?
I am well, Sarah. How are you?
Also doing quite well, thanks. So, National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act, quite a mouthful. What's it all about?
Well, this piece of law, Cyril, seems to be trying to regulate qualifications that people have, and then it also seems to try to regulate institutions of higher learning that provide qualifications. So I know over the years we've often seen coming out in news reports that after several years an employee is alleged to have fraudulent qualifications, and also with many institutions of higher learning, you'd find after many individuals have graduated from that university or that college, it then comes out or transpires that that college isn't actually recognized.
So why is it so important for employees, prospective employees, as well as employers, this act?
Well, this act is almost like your go-to guide or your starting point when it comes to verifying the qualifications that your employees say. You know, industries do vary from time to time, and I think with some industries it is quite important that you have the necessary or the prerequisite academic qualification to enter into certain jobs or into certain markets or certain spaces. And most often, or in some instances, well, not most often, you would find that people provide fraudulent qualifications and their employees are unfortunately unaware of this. So this allows employers to actually check prior to hiring someone whether or not the qualifications that they've provided with their CV are actually recognized and are valid qualifications also.
So, Nhlanhla, are there any consequences, you know, if somebody gets caught?
Yes, there are. They're quite severe consequences. So also the minor consequence, to put it so, is a fine, but the most or the greatest sanction that one can get is a 5-year imprisonment sentence, which is quite heavy for a fraudulent qualification. But I think perhaps the legislature put it in place to try and curb or perhaps reduce the number of people who misrepresent the tertiary qualifications that they have.
Yeah. Nhlanhla, so employers, you know, are they allowed to check the employees' qualifications? I think you mentioned it, but I just want to double check with you, you know, before hiring them, for instance.
Yes, I would actually always encourage employers to check their qualifications because, like I alluded to a little earlier, some industries require a certain knowledge, and it's of utmost importance that if, for instance, a job requisite requires that you have a master's degree, that you do have that that necessary qualification, unless, of course, the company in question then decides to maybe vary the entry-level qualifications for that certain post. But most often than not, you'd see that when companies do put in a minimum qualification, it's for purposes of ensuring that you are the suitable or perhaps best candidate for that role in question.
So do you think it's best for the employer to check, let's say you got something from a college or university, to actually contact that college or university and then find out from there? Or is there another body that you have to work through to find out if everything is legit?
So there is a body called SAQA, which is the South African Qualifications Authority. SAQA deals very extensively with qualifications of individuals, and also it takes it a step further in that it can actually verify qualifications, for instance, of South African citizens that were obtained abroad. So it is a good step in the right direction if employers do always verify or check their employees' qualifications. But with that being said, and maybe to try and answer your question, I think it is better suited that the employers rely on SAQA rather than going to the university in question or the institution of higher learning, be it that it's a college.
Yeah. Okay. So, lastly, also, Nontlantla, the National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act does it apply to colleges and universities in any way?
Yes, it does, actually. Interesting enough, I would never have thought that they would actually try and put into this piece of legislation colleges and universities, but you can actually check whether the college university is an accredited college or university. And important also is that if it does turn out that the relevant institution of higher learning isn't accredited, it can actually be compelled to close down, which is, I think, a step in the right direction, particularly because we've seen in South Africa over the years, there have been quite a number of institutions of higher learning that have produced qualifications that aren't recognized. And it's very unfortunate if you spend loads and loads of money on a qualification only to find out either once you obtained the qualification or during your studies that institution of higher learning isn't actually recognized.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So it's to protect everyone. I love this. National Qualifications Framework Amendment Act. Nontlantla, thank you so much again for your time and your wisdom. Really do appreciate it.
Only a pleasure, sir.
Nontlantla Ntsali, attorney and founder of The Legal Affair on the Business Hour.
The Business Hour with Cyril Viljoen on OFM.